What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 11th of August. Welcome. If you've not been here before, don't forget to check out the videos on YouTube. Or you can check out the videos on YouTube. It's a video version of what you're listening to. So it's a prettier version because I'm in it. Although at the moment I'm sweating. I'm proper sweating. I've got hanky here. I should have like the old British style because it's that warm at the moment. And us Brits are not used to such good weather or such consistently hot weather. We usually sit with in the olden days, just sit with a hanky on our head to take the sweat away. I've just got a tissue here just to mop on my brow as I go because... it's it's a very warm evening, and I very much in a rush. So I'm sweating because I'm nervous. I don't want to let you down with this podcast. I don't really care, to be honest. Let's just crack on though, because I've got something to tell you. This is how warm it's getting over here. There's an emu on the loose. An emu, an escaped emu. You never heard of emus in England before? Well. We've got panthers now, we found the other week. There's a panther on the loose. We've seen, what was the other thing? There was another big cat. There was another big cat in London. There's a massive snake the other day in somebody's bathroom. We're getting tropical. We're getting like all the, we'll have it all over here soon. Emus. This emu's actually on, I thought it was in Australia first, because that's where they're usually found. But it's somewhere in York. South Yorkshire. It's a Yorkshire emu. I wonder if it sounds like a Yorkshire emu as well, instead of sounding just like a normal emu, which would be an Australian emu. But has it got a Yorkshire twang since it's been over here? Because its owners would have. I wonder if the dog, like dogs. Remember the dogs bark in like a Yorkshire twang, or they understand the Yorkshire. But if I go up there and start talking to them in a Brummie accent, would the dog understand what the hell I'm talking to him about? Because Yorkshire's a thick accent. If you're not from this country, Yorkshire has got like a very distinguished accent, same as Geordie. So, if they've got a dog and they talk to the dog in Geordie, and then I'll go up and start talking to the dog wouldn't know what the fuck I was talking about, would it? It wouldn't be able to understand my commands. So it'd attack me and probably bite my testicles off if it was a guard dog. And maybe the emu would too, maybe to guard emu. Well, emus are known for attacking. If you watch Rod Hull and Emu, that's one of the funniest fucking double acts to come out of England. Rod Hull and Emu. And Emu's not even real, but he'd attack everybody. He would attack everybody. Snoop Doggy Dogg is his best, the best person he's attacked on the word. You can see that on YouTube. But he's attacked everybody, and it was fucking hilarious. But I'm sure this one might not be... I don't know, I wouldn't approach it if I was you. Not without some treats, emu treats. What do you feed an emu? I'll tell you what, I know what you feed an emu, because I was feeding one in Australia. It kept knocking on my door. I was feeding it bread and crackers. I don't think you meant to, but I didn't know at the time. I was just feeding it anything, and it was eating everything. That's why it kept fucking tapping on the window and everything. It became a right pest. It liked whatever I was giving it, let's put it that way. But I remember once I was feeding loads of, possums. I was feeding possums bread, and then we saw a sign. This is in another park in Australia, and we saw a sign saying, do not feed the possums bread, as it can cause slow and painful death. So I just hope the one that I gave half a loaf of bread to survived, because he ate it up. He was enjoying it. And, that's when I realised that you can't just feed... It's not like feeding the ducks in England. You got to feed them correctly. Anyway, that's enough about my telltale... My revealings of my mistakes, should I say. Telementalist Derren Brown has revealed he wants to pickle a brain. Well, Derren Brown's pickled my brain many times in the past. Derren Brown is one of the best... most entertaining TV... Because his mind control, how he does it, is fucking amazing. No matter if it's trickery or whatever, I mean, most of it is just mind control. I mean, he's like, he's talking to people in a certain way, and he's like confusing them into thinking something that he's not, he's not even doing it with any kind of magic trick. He's got people going, I don't know what my name is. Or like, he's got people setting up advertising boards, and they're watching it on the way to a particular destination. And then when they get there, he tells them to draw a picture, and they draw a picture of what they've seen on the advertising boards. It shows how easily that we're you know, seduced by all the fucking advertising and all that bullshit. But anyway, he's a fan of taxidermy, and he's got dead beasts, including a lamb with eight legs. A lamb with eight legs and a two-headed cow in his pad. Fucking disgusting. And that's probably, what was it, like a two-headed cow before he, before, I mean, was it like a Siamese cow? Is that offensive, Siamese cow? We were talking about Siamese twins yesterday. But is it like a Siamese cow? Or has he sewed a head on? Has he done fucking Dr. Frankenstein? Because if you are, you're going down in my estimations now. Have you sewn an extra six legs, four legs even, onto the lamb? Or was it born with eight legs? And now he's looking for a couple of pickled brains at the moment. So I don't think I want to meet him now. I thought I'd like him to control my mind and to see whether he can make me do things that I don't want to do. But it looks like he might be telling you to fucking sit down and have your brain eaten. Like, what's it called? Hannibal. On Hannibal Lecter. Fuck that. I ain't going near him now with my brain. I'm not going to let him near my brain. I know I'm easily led anyway. Usually by myself. There's two sides to me. I usually lead myself with me. The bad side leads the good side. Because the bad side's more fun. The good side's a right boring bastard. He always wants to go to bed early and read a book. The bad side wants me to go out all night and fucking play up. And obviously, which one's the most fun out of those two scenarios? Anyway, so if you want to have your brain pickled, get in touch with Darren Brown. Plus, anyway, I'll let him pickle my brain from afar, because there's a thing on a Sunday night. He's got a new program out 20 years after his mind control, so I'll probably watch that and let him mess me up from a distance. What's it called? The Japanese have dropped thousands of tons of oil over near Mauritius in the water, in a paradise island in the Indian Ocean. So that's man destroying nature as usual. It's fucking 1,000 tons of oil. I've gone off. They've salvaged 500, and they're trying to scoop it out of the water. So that's going to kill fucking everything in the region. But it's mad. I was pulled it out because how they're dealing with it. They're getting it out with human hair, because human hair, they're scooping up human hair from all barbers and everything, from fucking left, right, and centre, from anywhere where there's hair. They're making nets and sewing sugarcane leaves and the hair into the nets, and they're pulling that along the oil, and the hair soaks up the oil. It's good, and it's clever how they do it. You need a lot of fucking air to scoop up 1,000 tons of oil, but whatever works if you can find a way of doing it. So if you got a lot of hair, or you're feeling like, you know, feeling a bit hot in the weather, shave your head and send it over to they're probably making donations now, making appeal. Not we don't want money, we want your hair. Send in, or you know, any reason why your hair has fell out. Or, you know, or maybe shave your partner's head for a laugh. If you like double whammy, you can make a prank, a video prank. You can video it for Instagram. So shave their head, send the hair off to this thing for a good cause, and you get your prank video. So yeah, that's fucking shit. Oil, one of the worst. We don't even need that shit no more, do we? Well, not if the guy who didn't die because he invented the cars that could run on water. If he was still alive, we wouldn't need oil. Unfortunately, he's dead because he invented a way of running cars on water. That's why he's dead. John Cleese has stolen the march on snowflakes by issuing a tongue-in-cheek apology for his silly walk in Monty Python. It does like a Nazi kind of goose-step in Nazi walk in Monty Python. He also does something similar in Fawlty Towers. But anyway, he's issued an apology and then said, "Nah, don't forget people." What's he say? "Not kind to make fun of people who can't walk normally. Sorry," he tweeted. And it was a fake apology, because he doesn't believe in apologising for shit that you've done in the past that is meant to have been creative and comedy. And oh, I agree. You know, there's fucking loads of things in the past that you wouldn't make now, but at the same time, it was funny then, and it was acceptable then, and it was normal then. That's a thing of the times. You can't just look back on everything. You can't look on every single thing that's been done and like erase it Otherwise, you're going to wipe out fucking England completely. Any history that England have got, because we've been fucking arseholes from day one. All the way up, only recently are we like, you know, speaking from the good of the world and like, you know, we're not like bad people. We don't go around causing, well, apart from the Iraq war, we don't go raping and pillaging and all that kind of shit, but we have been bastards in the past. So if you're going to go, you know, erase history, take it all the way back. But he's not apologising for a sketch of 50 years ago because it was 50 years ago. And you can watch it and enjoy it. You can watch it and cringe at it, but you can do either. You don't have to watch it, do you? That's as far as it should go. Not fucking delete everything. Anyway, these activists have run into a supermarket complaining about face masks. They're getting on the high horse saying, we are not conspiracy theorists. We are not. You are being led by the new world order. They're controlling you by making your masks. Not that they're being controlled by whoever's the conspiracy theorist around the situation, you know. So it's mad, isn't it? They're going, running to the shops going, take off your masks. You are being controlled by the new world order. We are not conspiracy theorists. We know what we're talking about. Read Revelations. Who sounds brainwashed out of the fucking two of them? I don't know. You ask me. I mean, I'm asking you. Who's asking who? I think they're the crazy sounding ones. At the end of the day, you're wearing a mask. You're wearing a mask because there's a fucking virus about. And the virus is killing people, whether you like it or not. Whether it's good to wear a mask or not, or whether it's safe to wear a mask. It probably is safe to wear a mask, but the sooner everybody wears them, the sooner it kills the virus, the sooner everybody doesn't have to wear masks. And therefore, it's not like we're going to have to be, even if it is the new world order, we won't have to wear the masks. So it doesn't matter. We're back to normal, aren't we? Have we been controlled in that situation? Has anything changed? No? Apart from you're still going, don't wear masks, don't wear masks. It's a new world order. Anyway, a black bear that's been famed for posing for selfies. I've seen this guy. He always catches up with hikers in a viral video in Mexico, and he sniffs them and stuff. You see him like everyone's getting scared, but it's a bear, and he's only like friendly. He's only going up. He doesn't do anything. They've castrated him to make him safer. They're saying he's like, you know, he's a danger. Why he's got his balls? So they took his fucking bollocks away because he keeps going up and being friendly to hitchhikers. That is just unbelievable. That is just like the cruelest thing you can do to a male anything. It's going to make him more docile, they said. Stop him fighting with other bears when he's removed. Bears fight with other bears. What's wrong with bears fighting with other bears? That's what they do. Have you took all the balls away? No, just took his. Because he likes to talk to fucking the passers-by. Yeah, it's a shame. I'll tell you what, I feel sorry for him. He might as well just fucking he might as well just attack somebody now and get himself shot, because he can't do anything else, can he? He's just got to walk around until he's dead. Can't have kids. Sad life. What's his name anyway? I don't know what his name is, but he's 15 stone. He's a big bastard, but he's 15 stone with no balls now, so you need not worry. Anyway, a woman presenter said that she was at a park and she got her words confused because she was going to say that I've done this as well. She was going to say there's people walking dogs and there's a lot of joggers. But she combined the two and said there's a lot of doggers about this morning. But there probably is because the doggers are apparently up and about in the mornings these days, aren't they? They're up and early in the beauty spots. People were seeing them in the cars getting down in their jogging gear, in their dogging gear. So, but she got it confused and she said doggers on live TV. So everyone's writing and complaining about that as well, of course, because that's offensive. It's morning time, I don't want to worry about doggers while I'm eating breakfast. I'll piss off. Mr. Fucking never had a shag. Any too busy, like, you know, complaining to anybody to come near you for a shag, to be honest. Anyway, why don't you just go in, like, get with people. You're the kind of person who wants to have bears to have their bollocks removed. You have your bollocks removed, you don't use them. Either that, or there's other people who are sitting there in the breakfast going, really, where are doggers? Where's the dog inside? I'll get my fucking gear on and get out there. That's where I belong right now. That's more like it, somewhere to go in the morning. I was stuck for something to do. Right, where am I going? Last one, I think I'm going to do. Well, two. Crumpets are the number one comfort food for expats. A six-pack of Warburtons topped the list of things that people order from what a thing called British Corner Shop, which delivers food products around the globe. So people living in it. I know I've been that person. I've been in England and we ordered cigarettes from England, funnily enough, 10 cigarettes, packs of 10, just for a laugh, because you couldn't get them in Australia. We ordered chocolate bars, because they've got chocolate bars similar to England, but they're all different. They're all different type of chocolate, because I reckon our chocolate would melt over there. That's how hot it is. And like, they had Kit Kats that didn't taste like Kit Kat. They had Marathons or Snickers that didn't taste like Snickers. So we had to order all that shit over there, but I didn't order crumpets. So if you're living in another country and you're English and you want to, what's your favourite tipple that you like to have ordered over? Is it crumpets? Or is it, what else could you have? Marmite. Marmite. I brought back a massive big tub of Vegemite from Australia because I was into that over there because I didn't have Marmite. So I got into Vegemite, which ended up being a similar thing anyway. But I bought a massive tub of it. I spent my last Australian dollars on a huge tub. I mean, I don't know how much was in there. It must have been a litre. And I put it in my bag, in my hold all to bring it back. And it got smashed in the fucking hold all. So, I mean, I don't mean just smashed. Smashed to smithereens over everything. So I hated Vegemite after that. Obviously, I didn't get to eat it. But it was over all my clothes, over all the bag. Bits of glass inside and everything. Whoever fucking done that, did that on purpose. I tell you that now. As soon as they had the smash, they went to town and started fucking banging it off the floor like it was, like they knew there was something in there breakable and they didn't like their job, so they smashed whatever I had. Right, anyway, I think last one I'm going to say, Beanie Babies, the stuffed toys from the 1990s, Beanie Babies. If you've got any, get them out now and fucking check them out because they're selling for an average of £2,207. £2,207, that's fucking ridiculous amount of money. I haven't got any, but I'm going to be on the lookout for some, I'll tell you that now. So get looking, because you could be rich. If you don't, I'll buy them off you for a fraction of that, and I'll sell them if you can't be bothered. I'll do something with them, but especially if they're in the boxes, you're going to make double money. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later, bye.